Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Another hour of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Let's go to BP calling in from South Carolina, where we just found out this evening it is legal to own a kangaroo. BP, you're on Free Talk Live.
One of three states that you can own without a permit.
Congratulations.
Hey, boys and girls. I wanted to put my 2 cents worth in. When I was 18, I graduated high school in Apalachicola.
And where was it? What year was that?
1975.
Okay.
Okay, now, I'm 63 now. So, I was 18. My good friend, granddaddy, owned a tree farm and had a log cabin on it.
Okay.
And we'd go out there and get drunk and stoned and, you know, you're in high school and whatnot. But we'd take our shotguns with us.
The kind of things that you would do in Florida in 1975 in Apalachicola, right?
Right. When you live in the swamp. Now, we would lay on the ground and we would have, each of us would have a number in our head and we would take our shot. We'd be laying flat. We'd take our shotguns, point straight in the sky, and we would, fire them. And then listen to where the pellets hit.
Oh, wow.
You know, we'd have it. And it was just little, like, dove shot.
Bird
it
shot.
Wasn't nothing. Yeah, but just small stuff.
Yep.
But you'd hear it hit maybe 20 foot away, and then everybody would start laughing, you know, you ain't a good shot, and stuff like that. But I heard that.
The idea was to rain it down upon yourselves, right?
That would make you a good shot.
Right. And I had bought those Ray-Ban shooting glasses. So and they're, I don't know if they're bulletproof, but they're sturdy enough to protect your eyes.
Bullet resistant, you know, but, I think, is what they use on the box.
Rangers let me
not wear goggles as long as my glasses are plastic, so I don't know.
Okay.
I heard that Mardi Gras was really bad for people shooting in the air,
yeah,
and people getting bullets in their brain.
So okay,
it's more New Year's Eve in New Orleans that'll happen.
You're from one of them parishes, right?
Yeah, that'll happen.
I've never been there, but you know, 20 years ago, my daughters went there partying, and I was so worried. Run along with.
I mean, that is a rightful emotion to have.
Yeah.
So here's where I come from on that issue, right? If you are aware that you're entering into a dangerous place where people have been known to fire guns off into the air and that other people have been injured by falling bullets, at some point, right, you've gone like, this is going to be a risk. I accept the risk of entering into this location for this party.
I'd agree.
But it's not like a private piece of property where they're like, this is a shooting gun into the air party.
It doesn't matter.
They're going onto other people's property and unowned land and doing this.
You know it's going
to
happen.
I know I'm going to get mugged if I go to the ATM at night. Probably not here, actually.
It's probably not a good idea to go to the ATM.
Fit to the mugging.
I don't think that...
In the cities where it would be, you know, rough. It would worry me,
yeah,
and
sure.
I was worried when my children went there. But hey, another thing, the wild animal deal.
Uh huh.
What about them two guys in Las Vegas?
Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah,
the poofs.
And I feel fairly confident that they have like adequate cages and restraints. And what?
One of them got eight.
Got eight.
Yeah, the tiger attacked one of them.
I've seen him on TV about six years ago. And he was still, I mean, he looked like a quadriplegic. He He was in bad shape.
Oh, he survived it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, he survived. Hey, and another one. This is the queer one. The woman that had the chimpanzee or orangutan that ripped her face off.
Oh, yeah, so awful.
Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a wild animal to me, now, I've had dogs all my life. A wild animal to me is a daggum wild animal. And I wouldn't doubt or hold my guard down that they wouldn't turn on you at any given time, no matter how much they loved you.
That's how I think when I see people with pet raccoons. I like, oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Those God's meanest little creatures. I mean, you know.
And raccoons are the same way, but raccoons are small, whereas a tiger is bigger than you.
Right, the tiger wouldn't bite you.
Yeah, but that raccoon will eat your butt up.
Yeah, they're awful, awful creatures.
I think the case of Siegfried and Roy.
Thanks for the call, BP.
With the case of Siegfried and Roy, the attack was the anomalous event, right? Like, that was out of the ordinary. The tigers were docile. They performed.
But it just shows that your trained tiger, like trained tiger, is an oxymoron.
Okay, but it's not, because they were trained. They performed right. The tiger had a bad day, right? If it was a human being, it was like the one off day you had at work where you went off on a coworker, you know, and just got really pissed off.
Except that would be like the one off day, quote, you off day you went to work and stabbed somebody.
And that happens, though. Right, and we don't go like, well, humans are just these wild creatures that you can't domesticate.
Oh, I think we do.
I don't know about that.
We do say that if you have enough humans in enough space for enough time, that you're going to have a violent act that occurs.
Okay.
And I would say that is true for tigers, too. You know, they're both apex predators. You can work with dogs every single day of your life and never have an incident that seems like, huh, I feared that I was being attacked there for a moment. I'm talking about big dogs, little dogs, Napoleon complexes. But, a big dog. You work with Great Danes every single day, and you're not going to have this kind of, I thought I was going to be, you'd have my throat cut, ripped out kind of situation. But I think if you work with tigers every single day, you're going to have a bad day or two.
I would agree, but it's still a choice to go work with them, and that still doesn't make the entire idea.
You're closing yourself off from people who are not willing participants, okay, that's fine. I think you're crazy, but okay, that's fine. If you are keeping them, even at your house, in something that is secure where they can't get out, okay, you're crazy, but that's fine as long as that is set up that way.
Let's go to JT in PA. I'm like
Studio Cam and chat room.
JT?
Free Talk Live.
What's on your mind?
Oh, JT.
Yeah,
oh, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, when I was young, you could order alligators through the mail.
Yeah,
live.
It's true.
Yep. People around me didn't have to order them.
well, when you lived up north, you did.
Yeah.
And I suppose you raised them in your bathtub.
Well, you can start them off in a little aquarium, and everything's fine.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then...
But, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Then they grow up.
Then they end up in the sewers of New York City.
Until I heard, yes, exactly what you guessed it, the urban myth of gigantic gators in the sewer system of New York City, because people were flushing them down the toilet, supposedly. But the reason why I'm calling is the Everglades really has a problem.
It does.
With boas.
Yep.
And the Glades is going to change forever.
It's open season on boas.
Stupid exotic pet owners are releasing snakes.
Yeah.
And isn't that a form of aggression? I mean, yes or no?
I would absolutely agree. Releasing a snake into the environment, especially, like, I think flushing an alligator may not be, because we can't really prove that there are alligators in the sewers of New York, but I would say that releasing a boa.
I don't know that it would survive that, but.
And the Everglades has several
in a non-native area.
The Everglades also has the problem of Oscars and several different cichlids, and you don't get to see this because it's not as exciting as a boa constrictor trying to eat an alligator. But there's all kinds of problems in the Everglades because pet owners, not even exotic pet ever, tropical fish owners, released their Oscars into the Everglades, and it was messing things up. JT, you got anything else you want to talk about?
Yes, I got one quick.
Hold on.
Quick.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, and we'll get to you next segment, Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. DINOVITE.com. Dinovite is nutrition. His belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs. I call it his happy dance.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at MarketFreeTalkLive.com to see what we can do for you. MarketFreeTalkLive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, MarketFreeTalkLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about what you want to talk about. We've kind of been talking about exotic animal ownership.
Sure.
And I believe the gentleman, he had two initials, JP or something like that, called in previously there. He was asking about sort of, you know, people who own boas. Ultimately, at some point or another, the boa is going to tend to get too big. And then they release them. Places like Florida, they, especially the Everglades, they've gotten pretty good about living there. They're breeding. And it's open season. Now, once you've gone to open season in America, where we're terrified of guns, terrified of killing, terrified of, you know, animal rights and all these other things, open season, like people don't even know what it means. It means you can walk into the Everglades with a gun any day of the year, and you can shoot as many boa constrictors as you want to shoot.
Is that a problem? Like, I don't...
Well, it's a solution to the problem.
Okay.
It just, I mean, there's not too many places...
But it's not a thing the state likes to do. They like to sell you licenses for X amount of ducks.
Okay. Right. They do not like that, right? There's not too many places that there's open season on too many things. I believe it's open season in Texas on pigs.
Okay.
So much so that there'll be, like, traps that people have baited with dynamite. Boo!
What's the point of that? You can't even take a trophy from that? You can't even get meat off of that?
So...
You're just blowing up pigs?
I hear that people don't really want the meat from pigs. They're not very, like, it's just...
Have they heard of bacon?
Well, bacon doesn't come off of pigs.
Okay.
Bacon comes out of smokers.
Okay.
It's when you take the pork belly and, you know, lay it out or whatever, and that could certainly happen. But how much bacon do you need from how many of these pigs? I mean, they're all over the place, and not everybody likes the flavor.
Add to the bacon supply and bring the price down. Eat more bacon.
Wild animals tend to be gamey, and people have different opinions on that. We've gotten to a very bland diet on, you know, the American white pig, and so that's what we want.
It's already no fun. I want some wild pig bacon.
And somebody who's listening has it right now in their freezer. They're like, well, I'll sell it to you.
I'll buy it.
Speaking of buying it, I want to talk to you about Divi, D-I-V-I. Divi, they have their next generation wallet. It's coming out. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat. That's government money. Right in their mobile app, withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered master nodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. And Free Talk Live's doing this, and yes, we are earning Divi. So, and the value of Divi has gone up tremendously since we started doing this, at least against the U.S. dollar. I couldn't speak to where it's at against Bitcoin, but... You can't mine Bitcoin. You need a giant mining room. So Divi, D-I-V-I. Check out DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Larry in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, sir.
Hey, I know one thing, right?
Aren't you going to call me a boy? I love it when you do that.
Okay, how you doing, boys? Hey, girl, you care? How you doing, boy? Hey, listen. I know one thing. If you try to mess with a tiger, he's going to rip your guts out first. Then he's going to crush your head and drink your blood while still pumping. That's what they do.
Yeah, and that sounds right.
And raccoons, I've had to kill two of them this year because they will get in your chicken coops. If your chicken don't go on the main coop at night, and they crush their heads and drink the juice, too. So
what do you do? How do you take out the raccoons? What are you doing?
Well, I take them out with my .22.
So you just wait for the raccoon to come? You sit there and watch? And then
that's easy to catch them because they come the same path kind of every night when they go on to the kick the coop and they think they're going to get something. But then you wait with the .22. Or one of them was trying to stay in one of my barns. And he was just trying to be bad. I tried to give him a chance to escape, right?
Yep.
He didn't try to escape, so I made a spear and speared him in his side.
Yep.
And he drug off with the spear, and I guess it fell out, and then he never came back. But anyway, animals, you leave wild animals in the wild because when they get older, I know I used to go to J.C. Murphy's and get alligator, baby alligators, and when they got big, I just tortured them to death, and that was the end of them. But I used
What'd
to
you do with the babies?
The baby alligators, they're just babies. And I raised them to, my mom would start looking funny at me and stuff.
Yeah.
Then they disappeared. But anyway, I think that I wanted to talk about inflation that's going to accrue after all these stimulus packages and so forth get sent out. The inflation.
I've got an article that says otherwise.
But
well, your article is wrong.
Go ahead. Let Larry get his thing out.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to disclaim that, but I just think that in, you look at Germany in 1922.
Was the Weimar Germany?
It was the Germany where they were doing the same thing we're doing now. They were separating the labor, you know, like they say, non-essential jobs, right? Then that means you don't count and your welfare step, and they're going to send you a check, right? And for the medical industrial complex, those are essential jobs. We leave our blue light on for them and cherish them and everything. And just a couple months ago, we were beating them down for being a bunch of bums. So I think we better watch for inflation, because I know in Germany they closed down the economy for a while, and then when it came back, people got their paychecks. They have made a million-dollar mark, right, worth $1 million, and you could only buy 1 week's food with it. So
Zimbabwe happened relatively recently. As a matter of fact, I am a trillionaire because I have a Zimbabwe something trillion dollar note. I think there's one hanging on the wall right over there.
Yeah.
Sticking on the wall. I think this might be the multi-billion dollar notes, like whatever they are, sitting over there. But we're here on Free Talk Live. We are billionaires because this stuff, it happens all the time.
Yeah,
and if y'all don't listen to folks like Larry, y'all going to get the same thing every time.
Part of the problem is the one answer that you get from people is, well, it can't happen here. The United States, it's different.
Because magic. Because we're special.
Well, but it's also happened here, right? The continental dollar hyperinflated and crashed long before the Federal Reserve note took its place. So it's already, for those people saying, well, it can't happen here because this is America, it already has. Right? It already has.
I mean, the U.S. hasn't even really been there for that long. We're a little over 200 years old. We're not.
Well,
we don't have that great a track record. We don't have that long a track record.
The U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency, which gives it a different set of rules.
As long as the oil falls in line.
But there's no guarantee. As a matter of fact, there is a guarantee. The guarantee is that the rules don't stay the same. Somebody moves the cheese. Like, something changes. Now, will the United States dollar remain the world reserve currency throughout our lifetime? Perhaps. Perhaps not.
Depends how long your lifetime is.
Let me give you a little right, it really does. Let me give you a little factoid here, people. And I mean factoid in the sense that this is true, not in the sense that it's false. Let's see, what was the period? Over a 5-year period? Essentially, China has graduated millions of engineers in the recent past. And at that same time, our college students are fighting about whether or not it's bad to wear a Cowboys and Indians outfit. I mean, there's no comparison. And that ain't good for the United States. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Easter is a time to remember that things will get better.
We won't be sitting there next to each other, which we'd like to be, and soon we'll be again. But right now we're keeping separation. We're getting rid of the plague.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health tells CNN there's a chance parts of the country may be allowed to start reopening soon from the coronavirus shutdown.
You want to make sure you don't do something prematurely and precipitously. At the same time, you pay attention to the need to try and get back to normal.
But he warns that trying to get back to normal too soon could be disastrous. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot agrees.
We cannot open up the economy until we make sure that we've got all the healthcare controls in place. That means widespread testing, contact tracing.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you, Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And Larry just called in about inflation. And I think it's a good time to talk about your Mises Institute article about inflation, because this is a very real issue. The United States government is already promising $2 trillion in stimulus. I presume that just goes on the debt, knocking you up from, say, $23 trillion to $25 trillion. By the way, my prediction is at the end of Trump's presidency, it will be at $40 trillion, meaning if he gets another 2 years, because that will simply follow the pattern of factors. I shudder to think at the end of the next president after Trump, likely a Democrat, their presidency, it should be $80 trillion.
Now, those are unfathomable numbers.
That's just if we go at these the rates that we're going currently. Now, it could not happen. I don't know. But, it's something to keep an eye out for, because at this point, the debt is insurmountable. Like, nobody even wants to talk about it. The Republicans aren't talking about it. The Democrats aren't talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody talks about debt when Republicans have the presidency. That's just irresponsible. But one thing I can tell you is that the folks that are putting on ForkFest, and by putting on, I mean people are going to attend ForkFest, and there's quite a few of them that will show up no matter what is going on. If that campground in New Hampshire is open from June the 29th through July the 5th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, ForkFest is happening. And you can't count on much, but you can count on that.
And as of now, in New Hampshire, campgrounds are allowed to stay open, whereas hotels and a lot of other things aren't.
And I tend to think that you will see less lockdowns as time goes by, not more. Just a guess.
You think people are getting? I think people are getting stir crazy,
right?
And they're just going to want to come out. And eventually, it's either going to be like, you know, open—not open season, but open people just going out in the open protesting it, or acts of defiance, or the government
acts of defiance. So
the government's going to have to say, like, okay, you're out.
Not even defiance, but that's what's going to have to happen. Go to ForkFest.party to find out more about this. I think it'll happen before that, because at this point, nothing's happening. They've only got people in their houses because of fear. And when you start talking about what's our exit plan here, all they've got is it's going to take us 2 years to make a vaccine, and when we get a vaccine, we can probably relax some of this stuff. What? So first off,
that's insane amount of time.
If they just had that up front, people would not have done this.
Right, and that's why they're doing what they're doing, which is they're going to, 2 weeks by 2 weeks by 2 weeks. It's always going to be 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
And at some point or another, even the most dense statist out there is going to be like, I'm sick of this, and they lied to me. And they're going to be like, and whatever. So as soon as enough restaurants open up, enough bowling alleys, enough movie theaters, or whatever the situation is, then there's just nothing they can do anymore.
But right now, the vast majority of people are saying, like, let's just shut everything down for 2 weeks. Right, they're calling for more closures because the more people violate the order, the more the essential workers are out. And like, oh my gosh, the pizza guy, the cooks touched the food and he can be carrying the virus, and the delivery driver can carry the virus. So it's still spreading. Wow.
And there's no evidence that people have been caught by pizzas at this point, but everybody's just scared of everything. There's just an article out right now says the COVID virus can travel on the air up to 13 feet. Well, now you've got your social distancing now. It's gone from 6 feet to 13 now. You better wear your handkerchief over your mouth because that's going to help.
Or not. We got yelled at in Central Square prior to the show starting. Some dude just drove up in a truck and yelled out, "Put on mask!" Expletive deleted. And
yep.
But we got waved at positively by like three cars full of people.
That is true. So it was like more positive. Yeah.
Right. As if a mask is going to do anything.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
If he wasn't out, then he wouldn't have to worry about our non diseases.
So I've got a mask, and the reason to wear a mask is twofold. A, if you just can't get your arm up enough to block, if you sneeze, it's better to have a mask on, right? You keep it to your, it's an easier way to keep it to yourself.
For the aerosols, the virus penetrates the mask. The mask, the cloth mask that people wear,
cloth isn't going to stop, inhalation of the virus if it is airborne.
Right.
But it helps to keep it from getting aerosolized if you have it on. Second, it helps to keep you from touching your face, which is something that we all probably should do less of.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
I'm a beard stroker, man.
I know. Beards are yucky, yucky things. That's the reason I don't have one.
Okay.
Because
they're not if you wash your face.
And you need to do that more often because you got more surface area and you're eating and all these things.
Every time I bathe, the beard gets shampooed and conditioned like the rest of it.
I'm just a bitter guy who actually can't grow a beard. And that's that. I can't because it. I begin to go bananas.
Okay.
I can grow a little something underneath my chin without messing with it, but then once it gets long enough, then I'm stroking and pulling on it, and I'm taking the second dirtiest part of my body, my hand, and sticking it right there next to my mouth.
Look at me.
It's bad. Yeah.
Destroying you right now.
I mean, you have to wash their hands anyway. Like, we do not need the President of the United States to get up on TV and be like, y'all need to wash y'all's hands.
No, I think that that's...
That should be something you learn at, like, 2 years old.
Well, I think that we need to be reminded.
Yeah.
I'm for that. Masks, hand washing, no handshakes. I mean, there's some things that I hope we take out of this that
we can get rid of handshakes and we can start washing our hands in general, virus or no, from here on out. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That people are going to start carrying weapons again because you don't have to put your hand out to show that you're unarmed.
Okay. I don't usually keep a weapon strapped to my arm anyway, but...
The... All right. So that is the origin of the handshake, but the handshake is also, to some extent, a sort of a homogenization of a bunch of different greetings in different ways. People had lots of different greetings. The handshake's becoming, but the bow is too, right? The Japanese, you'll note that people sort of bow to each other. Sometimes they'll shake and bow and these sorts of things. It's very interesting to watch, but we've adopted bowing in Western culture to some extent, because it existed for sovereigns at one point. So, maybe the bow is the right way to go. Maybe I think a hug is less dirty than a handshake.
I'm a hugger. I'll hug you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But not right now.
No, of course
not. We're on the air because it doesn't really work. But
I hope hugs don't get adopted for, like, acquaintances and, like, business situations. That would be weird.
I hug
some people. Oh, like, why we gotta touch people? Can we just not touch people?
No, you don't have
touching's
to.
Good for this particular version of primate. We're touching.
Like your friends and stuff, not like I'm going to the office and like, oh, hug everybody. Like, no, we don't have to do that.
I don't want to have to hug everybody because it seems like a long line. But
I'm gonna hug your friends. You're good.
Right. Yeah. Ian and I, who work together regularly, rarely hug. And but there are people that I've worked with in the past. If I saw them, I certainly would hug them.
Yeah.
Hugging tends to be, for me, something that if I haven't seen you for a while kind of thing.
In the current environment, I'm open to whatever you want to do. So, like, I have customers come in. If they want to shake
you don't
my
say
hand,
that on Free Talk Live, I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
So our listeners are open to a lot.
Well, whatever. Bring it. Whatever you can think of. Like,
do you have any listeners who want to kill you, though?
Not me personally.
Okay.
But
I do, and Mark does.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
What I'm saying is, as far as the greeting is concerned, right? If you want to shake my hand, I'll shake your hand. If you want to give me the knuckles, I'll give you the knuckles. You know, me and Captain Kickass have been doing the elbow thing when we see each other.
Yeah, the elbow thing is common amongst hikers.
I just got challenged to a duel kind of one time on the air.
Okay.
Wow.
So I'm not open to that. You can't be open to everything.
I've specifically been greeting each other.
Yeah.
I'm open to anything, right? Like, when customers come in, if they want to stand 6 feet away, fine, stand 6 feet away. If you want to approach my desk, I'm cool with that, too.
I don't find the elbow to be very gratifying.
Look, okay.
I'm fine with it right now, but I don't find it to be very gratifying, you know, the yeah. kind of thing. I like the feel of a handshake, and I feel like there should be something a bit more. Even the Roman handshake, where you reach in and grab the arm, is better than the handshake. Anything besides the handshake, in my opinion, because, you know, your mouth has to be the dirtiest part of your body, at least the people are likely to touch on a regular basis, and your hand, second dirtiest. And then you're going to likely touch your eye, your nose, or your mouth within 5 minutes after shaking somebody's second dirtiest part. Don't do it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Pretty Rich.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And let's just go to the phones, guys. Let's go to Pat calling in from Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, fellas and ma'am. I guess I'm calling in for a range report here. I live about 20 miles away from one of the largest air bases in the country here.
Which one is that?
I'm in the Thunder Bay of Michigan.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of the base.
I'll take your word for it.
But anyway, a couple days ago, I seen the biggest jet I've ever seen going like less than a half mile high. Right,
is this
dead
like
over
a
my house
C5
on
the
east-west line.
Is this like a C-5
no,
galaxy?
This was military. I don't know. I can't identify this thing, but okay. Any good machine gunner could have dropped it. It was going so low and slow.
Wow.
I thought it was going to drop out of the sky. It was putting along so bad.
You got to lead them,
all right?
Just so you know.
Yeah, I know that. I'm a bird hunter.
All right.
But anyway, so anyway, this thing is going east-west. About 5-10 minutes later, I see another one doing an identical run north-south along the riverbed off to my horizon. And later on in the day, I hear that our glorious governor has banned the seed sales. You can't buy vegetable seeds. You can't go into even the garden center or Walmart.
There's a handful of states that are doing that at this point. It's a little
yeah. Vermont
little
did it too, from what I hear. But evidently, so, you know, I'm thinking these planes putting along. Somebody's seen somebody doing something in their backyard, or you know, I heard actually that somebody called in on some other woman for putting out potted plants in her flower bed and whatnot, and that was enough to cause the wrath of ooh da da to come down upon us.
So, do you think that these planes are watching people who might be out violating whatever orders there might be out there? Do you think that's what their gig is?
Most certainly. I can see no other reason for this thing to be going so low and so slow and flying grids.
They like to be wasteful, though.
Okay.
If it's a city, that might be the plane that they have.
Okay.
No, I mean,
they have drones. They have quadcopters. Right. You know, they have other means of surveillance other than the biggest, most noticeable jet plane that you can fly, going that slow over residences.
Fiscal year is coming up. They need to burn all the oil.
Yeah, they need to burn the jet fuel. That makes avgas, whatever it is. Yeah, that makes some sense.
Well, they do all kinds of military exercises around here. I'm used to seeing chopper squads and all this stuff.
That's pretty cool to see. I mean, I gotta say, every once in a while, I'll see it over my house.
Exercises.
There's some base up near Burlington, Vermont, and so they'll come down this way. And I mean, I'm find seeing military hardware flying through the air to be very interesting, and I suspect most people feel the same way. Pat, thanks for the report. Appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
One of the big problems with trying to get rid of zoning restrictions is that the people who live in those towns, those affluent towns, and they don't want working class and minorities and immigrants moving in, and the people who are the victims of it, who are excluded from being able to live in those towns, they can't vote in those towns to change those rules. So the way to do it is to do it through the state legislature, to elect candidates to the state legislature who want to wipe out all the zoning restrictions in the state by statewide preemption. All the city and towns that impose zoning restrictions would suddenly find that there would be no more zoning restrictions. There would be immediately an abundance of new jobs in demolition and in construction. And with the glut of housing, the landlords would be forced to lower the rents, to scramble to find tenants to pay half of what they're paying now. If they had done this just a few years ago, people would have had a chance to save up their money and have a reserve for when a disaster strikes like this, or they wouldn't be quite so stuck.
Do you think that people, I mean, I kind of feel like the reason people don't have a reserve, what are the numbers we've heard? 40% of Americans can't put their hands on $400. 60% can't put their hands on $1,000. That gives you some idea of where, America is as far as having money. And it isn't pretty. And
it also doesn't matter what income bracket you're in either.
Right.
Like, people who are in the wealthy bracket are overextended.
Right.
As well.
And I think the reason for that is because that's how the money is designed. Right? The Federal Reserve, the powers that be, the World Bank, these kind of folks, they want velocity of money. They want money to change hands over and over and over again. They want you to buy that home improvement thing that then the contractor is spending his money on lumber and labor and all that stuff. The laborer is spending his money on cigarettes. You're like, they just want it moving as fast as it possibly can go.
Maybe a lot of that, but the people don't have a choice of being forced to pay so much for rent that they can never catch up and get out of debt.
I'm not defending zoning, but what I'm saying is that even if they were paying less in rent, they would still find a way to be paycheck to paycheck and not have a savings built.
A lot of them would be that way by their own choice, by their own foolishness, but a lot of people are being driven deeper and deeper into debt, into credit card debt, because of zoning restrictions. I know that one from my own past experience when I was stuck in that issue, but I'm not anymore. But the issue here is to get rid of the zoning restrictions, like I say, by having the state legislature do it. And then as soon as the economy opens up, there will be an abundance of new jobs in demolition and construction, and people can walk to work. They won't need to pay for a car. They'll reduce their carbon footprint because they can live closer to where they work, live closer to where they shop, and a major thing, they can live closer to where they gather to drink booze together. They won't be as tempted to try to drive home. There'll be a lot less crashes out on the roads, and everybody wins except some real estate investors, kind of like some people lost everything when the slaves were freed, were emancipated, and Confederate money became worthless.
Right. If we don't have zoning laws, who's going to pick the cotton? Thanks for the call, Tom. I agree. Obviously, he makes a compelling case that zoning laws are used basically to impoverish people. Zoning laws are used to make things difficult. I will say this, is Florida appears to have a law that makes much of that difficult to continue. So I believe the law says something to the effect of a municipality creates a zoning law that negatively affects the value of your property or something like that, that you can sue the municipality for that value. And it's the only state that I know of that has a law like this.
Is that a good thing? Because in this case, it would be them lifting the zoning restrictions, lowering the value for those wealthy, affluent neighborhoods, and then those wealthy...
That's an excellent question, is if they get rid of zoning laws to make people more free, can you sue because now...
Your property value went down in the affluent area.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
And But Freedom of the 50 States points this out and makes Florida the freest place in the union as a result of that and their... homestead exemptions and stuff like that. So,
okay.
But take it up with them. You know, they're the academics.
I would just say get rid of the zoning restrictions, right, and let the chips fall where they may, right? Some people are going to be negatively impacted because they thought they had this affluent neighborhood, and, well, you guessed wrong, right? You made a bad investment. Situation changed, not in your favor. C'est la vie.
I mean, you could still do that with the state. You could still have an HOA. You could still have deed restrictions. You could still have one person that says, okay, I own this big thing, and only rich people can live here. You don't have to rely on the state. If you just want to have a neighborhood of rich people, you can accomplish that privately.
And you can. I mean, you know, we have that all over with zoning laws. It's the HOAs, homeowners associations, and stuff like that. So
it's
very achievable.
That's why you don't need a law that says, if we pass a law that's not in your favor, you can sue. But you don't need that. Just get rid of the zoning restriction.
So I guess, one of the questions that a statist might have is if you libertarians support HOAs and homeowners associations and things like that with their very restrictive rules, why don't you support zoning laws? And
I only support HOAs when you can't be voted in, also, by the way, which happens in some states.
What does voted in mean?
So if there's five people on a street and three of them want the HOA, then congratulations, the other two of you are also now in a HOA. Even if you're not
in
the middle of it, and how they determine what's, quote, in that plot, I don't know.
I guess the question here is if you moved into an area where you're allowed to vote into an HOA with a simple majority, then have you not, in the same way that you voted, agreed to it when you moved into the HOA, have you not agreed to it just the fact that they could bring in an HOA? So there's the question. 855-450-3733. Love to have your answer. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.